What's going on, podcast listeners? Welcome back to another episode. This is not an official episode. I don't really have a topic for you, but I do have a ton of updates. And for those of you guys that listen to me on a weekly basis, I didn't want to leave you without an episode today or this week. So I'm just this is going to be an update episode with all the updates that's going on. In the business, we got a lot of moving parts. We got a lot of things going on. So without wasting anybody's time, let's get right into it. First update is I officially rolled out my mentorship program, but I called it the Roman Empire Academy membership. So what it is, it's basically, it's a Facebook group. We meet on a Zoom call weekly, and I basically pick a topic, and I break it down in detail. There's going to be a lot of different things. I'll also bring on like specialists. I have a lot of friends in the industry that specialize in certain areas of real estate investment. So I'll bring them on occasionally and they'll speak on a certain topic. But most of the time, it's going to be me breaking down a topic with everyone who's on the call, being able to join in and listen. So, and not only just join in and listen, they're going to be able to ask questions. So it's going to be like a question and answer session along with the topic. So I'm very excited about the Roman Empire Academy membership. Today is actually our first call. So I'm excited about that. Also, people that are part of the membership, they do get the probate marketing blueprint class for free as a part of the membership. One thing about the probate marketing blueprint, if I had to point the finger on what got me to where I'm at today, it's basically the skill of buying discounted real estate and then cashing in big checks. And most of that came from probates. So you can learn the game from the inside out on that by, you know, getting access to the course by joining the membership. All right. Next thing is let's talk about the new construction that's going on in Florida. So that project, let me just put it this way. New construction game is a little bit different. It's more of a hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait game. We, so far we've done, basically you're doing everything. All the work is done mostly before, the project, before the first shovel goes into the ground, basically. So all the work is getting done right now. Architects, engineers, civil engineers, truss design, truss plan, site plan, water plan, water drainage, all that stuff is being done right now, okay? So I'm working with all these people, trying to tie all this up. And then the pool design as well, because we're building in Florida, we're going to have a nice pool, infinity pool that looks like it's an infinity pool, but it, you know, connects to the water. It's going to be pretty sweet. So, we're just working through all that. We haven't even submitted the plans to the city, but once we submit the plans to the city, it'll be done. We'll have the approval in 4 weeks, within 4 weeks, because we got some people on the inside. Once that's done, like, we're hitting the ground running. We're going to get this thing built in under 11 months and sell it for $2 million. So super excited about that. We're buying more lots in Florida. We're going to be buying more lots in Florida and building other properties. So depending on which lot we purchase, like, some lots are super nice lots. If you listen to my new build episode, you know what I'm talking about. We can build a $2 to $5 million house on it, but some lots we have to build like a $500,000 to $600,000 property on it. So that's okay. You know, the margins are smaller on the smaller houses. The margins are bigger on the bigger houses, but we are buying and building. And so that's the plan in Florida. Also another exciting thing about Florida is I'm actually going to have an event this summer in Florida. We're going to run out, I don't even know what we're going to run out yet, but it's going to be probably one of the most amazing water view Airbnbs you can find in my town, like the Cape Coral area or surrounding areas. And we'll host an event, a new construction event. for anyone who's interested in learning the new construction game. So we're going to host an event. I haven't really thought of all the details on this event yet, but I'll tell you this, that nobody is doing what I'm planning on doing in Florida. I don't think there's nobody doing this. We have currently, partnering with my builder, we have 30 to about between 30 and 40 properties that are going up right now, or and another about 10 or 20 that are in engineering. So we have the volume to prove that we know what the heck we're doing. So if you go to this event, not only are you going to learn from the inside out, you're also going to go and see all the sites. We're going to take you to the sites. So you're actually going to get to see, like, if we're going to show you, like, what does it look like when the slab is poured? What does it look like when it's just a lot? What does it look like when the foundation or the blocks go up? When the trusses get set, what does that look like? What does the interior drywalling look like? What does the finish stage look like? We have all those properties to show you, all those projects to show you. And so what we'll do is, depending on how many people sign up, we're going to rent buses and we're going to, you know, load you guys up on the bus and take you around all the projects. So it'll be a 2-day event. Stay tuned for that. Very excited about that one. So as you see, we got a lot going on. Now, as far as Ohio, we got 2 flips going right now. We got the rental portfolio. We got the Airbnbs. One thing we're doing in Ohio is we're going to set up an Airbnb that's going to be more of a retreat. So let me explain to you guys. So the house that my primary residence in Ohio, since I'm not going to be staying here majority of the year, I'm actually gonna be in Florida majority of the year and only come back to visit Ohio like in the summertime. So this is the plan. What we're gonna do with this, I have a very nice property here in Ohio on 2+ acres. It has everything you ever wanted, including a home gym. If you follow me on social, you've probably seen my home gym. What we're doing here also, we're adding, we're not fully renovating, but we're updating this property, and we're adding a barrel sauna, one of those barrel saunas that you guys might have seen on, like, you know, social media and stuff. We're adding that to the gym. It's going to be right outside the gym, and we're adding a cold plunge, and there's going to be a lot more features here, like a podcast recording studio and stuff like that. So people that and we're going to list it as a short-term rental, obviously. So people that come here and stay here, they're in for a treat. I don't think there's an Airbnb on a property like mine that has the views that I have, surrounded by pine trees, that has a sauna, that has a cold plunge, that has a gym and a podcast recording studio, along with the badass house. Like, nobody has that around here. So this is going to be one of a kind short-term rental retreat that we're going to be offering. So that's in the works. That should be set up by fall of this year. So that's the other thing we're working on. The other thing we're trying to do is purchase a warehouse here in Ohio, and where we store all of our materials and supplies for all of our rentals and flips, because we buy stuff in bulk. Hey guys, so I don't know if you heard this, but let me share it with you. It's a little secret that not a lot of people know, or maybe they do know, they just choose not to do anything about it. But since we are all action takers, let me fill you in on this. Basically, the biggest wealth transfer in the last century is about to take place in the next 10 years. What I'm talking about is the baby boomer generation. They hold the most wealth in the United States right now. And guess what? Most of that wealth is tied to real estate. This is where we come in. Now, I figured out how to market to these people and how to buy these properties out of probate or before they even hit probate at pennies on the dollar. Sometimes I buy them at 70% off. So now, let me tell you, I didn't just keep this a secret. I put this into a course, okay? And I called it the Probate Marketing Blueprint, because I literally give you the blueprint on how to market to probates. So let me tell you about this course, guys. What do you get when you invest in the Blueprint course? First of all, I break down the whole probate process for you, so you're educated on the probate process before you start marketing to it. I also break down little case studies of the probate deals that I've done. Now, here's the most important. I show you guys where to get these leads, and I get these leads weekly. This data is proven. This data is legit. And when you get it weekly, you are the first person to market to those people. Now, by doing it that way, you skyrocket your response rates. Now, all that is great, but you need to know now how to negotiate these deals, what type of system to set up, what type of mail to send out, what type of marketing material to send out, whether it's RVM, whether it's SMS, whether you combine it all together. So I break all that down in this course, guys. I also show you guys my negotiation tactics, and this is where the juice is. It's not just a probate deal. It's not just the probates themselves. It's not just a direct mail. It's the negotiation tactics to get the people down in price so you can lock up these deals at a steep, steep, steep discount. So if you guys are ready to take the next step, if you guys are ready to take advantage of the biggest wealth transfer in the last century, then take advantage of it today, guys. I put the link in the description of this episode. Click the link. Check it out. This course is so simple that anyone who's got some drive, determination, motivation, willingness to succeed and never quit, anyone who fits that criteria, that course is for you guys. Take advantage of it. Invest in yourself. Invest in this course. Link in the bio. You know what to do. All right. Back to the episode. Also, we want to have an office space. Right now, we're operating virtually. Basically virtual office. I have a lot of VAs running operations and stuff like that. I work out of my house. But what we're trying to do is once we buy this warehouse, we outfit it with shelves and stuff like that. We can buy materials in bulk, start doing more renovation projects here in Ohio because I have the construction team in place. And but the other thing we want to do is set up an actual office. I've been thinking about this idea for a while, just haven't really pulled the trigger on it because we're operating virtually, no overhead. It's pretty sweet, but portfolio is expanding. We're 40, and we might be bringing on another about 30, so we might be closer to 70 units here coming up soon. So once that happens, what we're gonna do is basically I'll hire like a property manager in-house that's local. And that's because I'll be in Florida, so I have to have local boots on the ground that that can actually go and do stuff like meet tenants in person, sign leases. Because right now, all this is done virtually, right, with my oversight. Like, I even run it from Florida. I can run a portfolio in Ohio. We have systems and processes set up, and I think if you have a smaller portfolio, the virtual thing is perfect. That's perfect. If you're like under 30 units, that's you can operate virtually with no office, no overhead, just one VA. But as soon as your portfolio grows and your operation expands and you're actually doing more flips and more rentals and now you got multiple sets of problems, you need to put a person in place that can operate on your behalf from an executive position as the property manager. So that's another thing we're going to do is set up an actual Cleveland office with a warehouse. That's been in the works. I always kind of postpone that, but that has been in the works. The other thing, we're refinancing a ton of properties. This is something I don't really talk about, the banking side of things, but banking is very important. This is stuff that we will cover in our membership on our weekly calls. Banking is so important, and you need to make sure you know your banking. So we're currently working through a portfolio loan with the local bank. We're trying to get $1 million line of credit secured by our real estate. And once that's done, because right now I have all different types of lines of credit, but once we get the $1 million line of credit, then things will be much easier because we can just operate with that line of credit. We don't have to raise private money. I don't have to talk to hard money lenders, which I usually operate with my own money anyway. But now that we'll have this line of credit set up, you know, you got $1 million to play with. You can buy, sell, rehab, renovate, build, do whatever you want. So that's that. Now, on the Cleveland side, the other thing I'm looking to do in the upcoming years is start developing multifamily here. So still looking at different options and partnering with different builders. But I'm seeing that the build-to-rent model does make sense here in Cleveland because of the market and the prices, and I know our construction costs. So that's something that I will be exploring. Also, you know, so we'll have the building branch down in Florida, and then we'll hopefully start developing some stuff here in Ohio. And hopefully by that time we have property management in place with the office and the warehouse and all that stuff that I previously mentioned. So yeah, a lot is going on, as you see. I gave you guys, you know, the first thing was the membership program I finally rolled out. Been thinking about it for years. Had a ton of people on Instagram and social media reach out to me asking if I do mentorship, and I've never got around to doing it. I just thought, like, I don't think I have that much to offer, and then I don't have the time, blah, blah, blah. But I committed to it, and now that I committed to it, I'm doing it, and I know I have a lot to offer because of my experience and track record. So I think I can help anyone out in any stage of business because I've been there. You know, I've wholesaled, I've started with rentals and small portfolio, got into a bigger portfolio. I understand banking and finances. I've done flips, big flips, small flips, rehab projects, new construction remodels. I work for a big builder, so I understand the ins and outs. And also, you know, I started building on my own in Florida with the help of another builder down there. So I think I do have a lot to offer on that front. So, and by the way, if you guys are interested in the membership, link is in the show notes. Go ahead and sign up. The thing about it is it's you sign up and you immediately get access to everything, and you even have a free trial. And if you don't like it, you can cancel it at any time. But if you continue getting value and you want to jump on every single call, you can go ahead and do so. And continue being a member and part of the community, the Facebook group, and the weekly coaching calls for as long as you want, as many months as you want. There's no commitment. Also, for the price that I'm offering at, I've seen gurus charge tens of thousands of dollars for this knowledge, and I think it's just ridiculous, because a lot of this knowledge is free if you start Googling and YouTubing stuff. But it's also good to have somebody that talks to you face to face on Zoom weekly and kind of guides you in the right direction. I know that that's what helped me. That's what helped me starting out big time was the couple of different mentorship programs that I was involved in early on. It helped me kind of understand things better and scale faster. And then also the masterminds that I was involved in. The masterminds helped me see things on a bigger scale and do bigger and better things. And the mastermind might be something I will be rolling out in the future. There'll be a higher price ticket, of course. But nevertheless, you know, I still got the events. I didn't mention the Cleveland event, but the Cleveland event, I will be putting something together for the Cleveland event. And as well as the Florida event that I, you know, talked to you guys previously about, the new construction Florida event. So yeah, guys, that's all the updates. Really no structure to today's episode other than the updates. I kind of want to keep those of you guys that listen weekly in the loop. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me on Instagram. That's where I actually answer all of my DMs. I don't really monitor all the other social media platforms. Facebook I do a little bit too. So Facebook and Instagram, reach out to me, ask questions. If you want to get involved in the community, the membership, if you have questions about it, reach out and ask me. If you have any questions about any of the events I mentioned, also reach out to me. And if you are interested in anything else that I said on this short episode today, just go ahead and reach out and ask me. And like I said, I'll reply to all the DMs. And yeah, guys, so I appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys being on and actually following my journey as I build my empire. And hopefully I can help you guys to build yours. So on that note, I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.